Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 109, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 109. I rest in God. We ask for rest today and quietness unshaken by the world's appearances. We ask for peace and stillness in the midst of all the turmoil born of clashing dreams. We ask for safety and for happiness, although we seem to look on danger and on sorrow. And we have the thought that will answer our asking with what we request. I rest in God. This thought will bring to you the rest and quiet, peace and stillness, and the safety and the happiness you seek. I rest in God. This thought has power to wake the sleeping truth in you, whose vision sees beyond appearances to that same truth in everyone and everything there is. Here is the end of suffering for all the world, and everyone who ever came and yet will come to linger for a while. Here is the thought in which the Son of God is born again to recognize himself. I rest in God, completely undismayed. This thought will carry you through storms and strife, past misery and pain, past loss and death, and onward to the certainty of God. There is no suffering it cannot heal. There is no problem that it cannot solve. And no appearances but will turn to truth before the eyes of you who rest in God. In him you have no cares and no concerns, no burdens, no anxiety, no pain, no fear of future, and no past regrets. In timelessness you rest, while time goes by without its touch upon you. For your rest can never change in any way at all. You rest today. I rest in God. In yesterday's lesson, we talked about fear. And I was brought to remembering. Many years ago, sometime after I had started studying A Course in Miracles, and this behavior had started well before then, this one night I was afraid to go to sleep. My husband was traveling, and I had developed a fear of sleeping alone. And this night I was in bed, afraid again to fall asleep, and then waking up with each little sound in fear. And that night, I was able to look through the fear and see that it was crazy, that I was causing myself to not sleep and not get rest because I was afraid of nothing. I had been doing this for a long time, and every night I would be afraid, and nothing would happen. And the next night I would be afraid, and nothing would happen. Yet this night I was able to see through it, and see it was nothing. And I decided that night that I would no longer rely on myself to keep me safe during the night. I laid down all my defenses that night, and I trusted instead in God to watch over me. And I allowed myself to surrender into His care. And this lesson, I rest in God. This is part of what He is talking about. It's this laying down of our defenses, trusting in Him, surrendering into His care to guide us, to lead us. And this song comes to mind. The song goes like this. All day, all night, angels watching over me, my Lord. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. O Lordy, angels watching over me. And I realize that I have done half of that song. I have rested in God at night. I have laid down all my defenses and trusted in His guidance through the night. But I have neglected to do that during the day. I still hold my defenses during the day. Holding the belief that I have to defend myself, that I have to protect myself, that I am alone. At times I must still feel I am alone, because it is me believing I still need to put up defenses. And so I realize I have only done half of that song. I want to do what I have done at night. I want to do that during the day. I want to rest in God also during the day. Seeing through the fear and trusting in His guidance and resting in Him. Holy Spirit, thank You for bringing me this insight today, for helping me to see that I can rest in God. I am so grateful for Your guidance and Your love and Your always presence. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we rest within the peace of God, quiet and unafraid. We sit with confidence, knowing our inner guide is with us, guiding us, to the peaceful space of our truth. Thank you for joining with me in the only rest that is real, in the space of God's love. Namaste.